Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
We're going to pretend like this matters. It's the Friday before a long weekend, baby.
Oh, it matters.
It matters.
It matters a ton.
It matters the most. Listen, it's going to be a rainy day today and rainy day this afternoon, but tomorrow it's going to get, I guess it's going to clear up in the evening, and then tomorrow it should be sunny. And then the next day it should be rainy, and then the day after that it should be rainy. And the reason for that is we decided to put the long weekend in the middle of March this year.
It's the middle of May. It's not March, big boy.
I know, the middle of May. And the reality is we should not be putting a long weekend in the middle of May. We should be putting it at the end of May.
Yeah.
When we can rely on the weather.
Where the 2-4 is.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway, guys, I think the problem is that makes too much sense.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably too much sense. Okay, so listen, let's talk about today. We got our virtual prom tonight.
Yes.
With DJ starting from scratch, starting at 8 o'clock. We got a little pre-prom party at on Zoom. Jax, you'll be hosting that with all of us Virgin Radio announcers.
7:30, we're gonna get dressed up. We're gonna be simulcasting it on Facebook and Twitter. It's gonna be a blast.
I'm excited for this. Now, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Not going to lie, guys. A little nervous for the prom party tonight because I intend on wearing my suit, which I haven't worn since pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I think I put on some weight since the pandemic started. And that suit was tight to begin with.
Are you going tie or tie free?
I'm probably going to have to go tie free because no shirt's going to close around this neck anymore.
I like it. Jax, what about you?
Nice thick neck. I'm just really excited. Found out yesterday that if you have a therapist, you're going to get to see them in person soon. Hey, and not just over Zoom. Yeah. With the phase 1 reopenings, they announced that not only dealerships are going to be reopened, libraries are going to be open for pickup, but in-person therapy services are going to be resuming as of Tuesday, May 19th.
And I would wager, after what everybody's been through, pretty important.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you, Jess.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford unveiled what phase 1, or as we call it, phase fun, of the reopening of the province will look like. So as of Saturday, golf courses, marinas, boat clubs, and public boat launches may be open for recreational use.
Hell yeah.
Some private parks and campgrounds may be able to enable preparation for the season as well. Starting on Tuesday, some other businesses are going to start to open as well. Retail services that are not in shopping malls and have separate street front entrances, and then they have to put measures in place to enable physical distancing as well. Some seasonal businesses and recreational activities for individual or single competitors, like tennis courts, that kind of stuff. Pet care services, indoor and outdoor household services. They're lifting essential workplace limits on construction and, this is good, allowing certain health and medical services to resume, such as in-person counseling, which we're all going to need after this, I think.
I think so. You know what's been great, though, is there has been, if you don't live downtown, there's been a ton of construction going on downtown. Yeah. But like they just repaved, for instance, Richmond Street.
Yeah,
Richmond Street's a major thoroughfare downtown, and it would have taken them, I think, months longer to get things done. They got it done. It's clean and it looks great. And I think they've done a lot of construction projects in this time, and it's been in that way. It's been a bit of a blessing because summer's construction season, right?
Getting her done. Yeah, it looks great.
It's a weird thing we were able to do that probably we didn't think we were ever going to be able to do.
Yeah,
just have no one on the roads and just get everything done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Students can apply for the CESB starting today.
Yes.
Trudeau announced earlier this week that students will be able to start applying for the Canadian Student Emergency Benefit starting Friday. That's starting at noon, I should say. There are a bunch of stipulations and criteria, but the top one is that you have to be registered with the CRA. They laid it out pretty well, so hopefully students can just easily find
it.
It's easy to navigate, and you can get some money going through the summer for you.
Love that.
And it's New Music Friday!
Hey!
Yeah!
So, Katy Perry dropped her new song, Daisies. We have a clip of that for you.
They told me I was out there, tried to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, tried to get me out. Took those sticks and stones,
that Katy Perry,
showed them
I
could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies.
Why is she yelling at me?
Stop it.
Adam.
It kind of sounds like Roar. Stop it.
She's yelling at you.
I love her.
She's yelling at you.
Hey, Katie, really quick. If I was going to go buy some flowers to just put...
Where's your song, boys, huh?
I'm not an artist. I am not a multi-platinum selling artist.
It is a odd time in the world.
Hey,
Jack, Let's not go against Jack.
Stop. Hold on.
No.
That's all.
I'm leaving.
Also, the Jonas Brothers released new music today. It's called X. And we're going to play it for you right now. Tell me
something good. Because we need good news. All the good news. And you know what? I'm going to start it off with good news. This doesn't even count as my story. This is just good news for all. It's a long weekend.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
Right? Right? And this is my good news story. Toronto's going to put in 57 kilometers of quote-unquote quiet streets to allow for physical distancing. According to ActiveTO, which is the program that John Tory's put into place, Toronto Public Health and Transportation Services will provide more space for people to be physically active and improve physical distancing as sections of the economy reopen. The first quiet streets include Kensington Market, which is Nassau Avenue, Spadina, Augusta, like... not actual Spadina, but like bordering on Spadina, Augusta and Dundas Street West in the Kensington Market, Shaughnessy Boulevard, and then they've got Havenbrook Boulevard, and there's a few little streets here and there that if you were to try to drive down them anyway, you would be considered crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there are just certain streets in Toronto where it's like you don't even need to be told. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
Kensington Market's one of them, so there'll be more and more of that, which is great, and also they're looking at extended patios, and I think that's a really good thing as well. Let's keep our restaurants open. Jesse, go ahead.
Yes. My good news story is that the Gulf Ontario website has crashed. Which is good news.
Yeah,
because tomorrow morning, I hope you're waking up early and booking your team tea time because officially they're open.
Wow.
I'm going golfing, babies.
Yeah.
No, hell yeah. Absolutely.
Good for you. TJ.
I want to give a shout out to furries.
What?
Just kidding. Two dozen people in Detroit. Or near Detroit, have been holding weekly parades through their town wearing inflatable costumes.
Oh.
They started a walking club in March, and they're wearing, like, you know the giant blow-up T-Rex costumes?
Yeah.
They're all wearing different versions of that.
Cool.
Like,
that's
there's
hilarious.
A Pikachu, there's a T-Rex, there's a marshmallow, a Mr. Potato Head, and because they're all huge, they're also wearing masks underneath, they're properly distanced. And they're having little parades through different neighborhoods, like, spontaneously. So the kids look out the window, and they see a giant inflatable T-Rex walking around. And
that
they love
is
it.
So funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like calling them furries, though. It's better.
It's kind of like when Toronto used to actually drive pigs down Yonge Street every Saturday morning.
Like what?
That's why we're called Hogtown. Do you know that story?
No, I don't know
that. So back in the day, down at St. Lawrence Market, they would have to bring livestock in because that's where you were selling it at the market. Yeah. So the farmers in the north of the city, which at the time would have been Bloor Street, took all their pigs and walked them down Yonge Street.
Amazing.
Every Saturday morning. So they would call it Hogtown.
And
that is your
city.
History lesson
for
today.
I love this city,
that's
man.
Right. Crazy. Jax, you're going to tell us something good. You're going to play us something
good. That's
right.
I want to give a shout out to Marky Mark because he gave us a shout out. He shouted out Toronto Fire Department for delivering food. So Wahlburgers teamed up with Toronto Fire Services in partnership with Crescent Capital. They delivered a ton of food this week to homeless shelters and frontline workers in the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm-hmm. Just gave a bunch of food out, and Marky Mark was just preaching.
So, and that is Mark Wahlberg.
That's Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Call him by his given name.
Well, no, so not everybody knows Marky Mark because he had one hit and the underwear ad, right?
He's so hot.
It's still so hot.
Mark Wahlberg gave us a big shout out, so shout out back to him.
He's got a lot of connections to Toronto.
He does. He's always here.
Yeah. Big friends, I think, with the Domies and stuff like that, too. Yeah. So.
Loves getting up at 2:30 in the morning as well.
He does, and working out and then challenging Dr. Oz on the internet to a push-up contest. These are all things that Mark Wahlberg has done
full
in 2020.
Information.
Hey, Jax, you've told us something good. Now it is time to play something real good.
Listen, I've been hiding this one. I've been holding back on this one because it's a long weekend, and I think we need to play it. It's going to be warm.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And we're officially heading into phase one, baby. And I think we need to celebrate. And I think we need to make our bodies gyrate. And I think we need to play the thong song for that very reason. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
Confessions. As Jax likes to say, sometimes we need a task. And over the course of this pandemic, that's the thing we've been lacking. And that's why confessions have been so good. And you can always text yours, secret to 999999. It's the stuff that you won't tell your family and friends, but you'll tell the entire city of Toronto anonymously because at least it gets you off your chest.
Everybody's in trouble.
And there is no judgment here. We save that for Am I a Bad Person? Now, Elizabeth texted secret to 999999 and she's like, I have played so much Animal Crossing that I think it's becoming a problem.
No way.
Everybody loves this game, man.
Yeah. Well, I drove all the way to Oshawa to take my friend's Nintendo Switch so I could try playing it, and it is pretty good. Producer Jesse, you played it too, right?
Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, Animal Crossing is the best.
It's so great. It's no pressure. You're just kind of hanging out, walking around, doing stuff.
You mean like life?
Yeah, except that life, you can't do stuff right now.
Fair.
So Animal Crossing, you can't.
Is it tropical?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Tropical island. Yeah,
like
you get to choose what hemisphere you want to be in. It's great.
Like
Yasmeen texted Secret to 9999. She said, I booked a flight to an all-inclusive Aruba vacation for July.
You're not going anywhere, honey.
And no restrictions are going to stop me.
Okay.
Now, I think you can fly there. I don't think they're closed. I think
Aruba's not closed?
I think that it's only America right now because they're having more issues. Like, you can fly and leave the country. It's just...
You have to quarantine when you get back.
Yeah. You have to stick around from your house for 2 weeks. They are saying that they're going to open the border, I think. Hopefully, they're saying by the end of June. That's what they're hoping for.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay.
Emma, who hit me up on my DMs. I wish my kids would go back to school. I'm officially sick of both of them.
You know what? Is Emma not saying out loud what a lot of parents are probably secretly feeling inside?
Well, and it just goes to show what teachers have to deal with 30 times over every single day.
And that's why we should pay them more.
I agree. Yep. Frank at TJ's DMs. I paid my barber to come over to my place and cut my hair last weekend. Best $200 I've ever spent.
Okay, do you know how much the fines are for the actual barbers if they get caught doing this, though?
The thing is that they won't.
They could.
Hey, if you don't talk about it, it's like Fight Club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
First rule about Secret Haircut Club, don't talk about Secret Haircut Club.
Needing to get your fade freshened up isn't Fight Club, boys.
Well, I don't know. Have you seen my fade?
Yeah, I also love messaged TJ, who is the most insecure about his hair, and it looks great. Like, I don't understand.
First of all, thank you.
I can't get my hair cut every 2 weeks. I don't know what to do. I can't do this.
I actually remember Diddy was on Ellen once, and he gets his hair cut every other day.
Whoa.
Diddy, yeah, but why? TJ's not Diddy.
I'm basically Diddy.
You are not Diddy.
Some would say I'm basically Diddy.
And it is very funny that as of stage one, which starts next week, or as we like to call it, stage fun, your dog will be able to get their haircut. You still will not be.
Oh, nice.
So maybe you could go to the groomer and get your haircut, TJ.
Just walking on four legs.
Yeah.
Don't be like, TJ, stop it.
I hate that.
Pee on something?
Yeah. I don't like this idea.
I like it more now.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We talked about phase one beginning yesterday, but it sounds like hair salons are not going to be open for a while, according to Premier Doug Ford. When asked about this press conference, when personal services such as hair and nail salons were going to be open, he said he's been getting asked this question a lot. He's like, I hear it from everyone. And then he said, look at my hair. And he pointed at his own hair, saying, quote, I look like a sheepdog right now. I think dog grooming. I should go there. Get a little clip myself.
I pitched the idea that you, and I'll give you $20 if you do it, that you should dress up. I'm calling you out. I pitched the idea that TJ should dress up as a dog. Because you want to get your hair cut so bad.
Yeah.
If you dress up as a dog and walk on four legs into a grooming place, I'll give you $20.
It's weird because I thought we were on Virgin Mornings and not an episode of Punk'd.
No.
So,
999-999.
If you want to see TJ do that.
$20.
You just ruined the surprise.
Oh, no. The surprise is you actually doing it.
Yeah.
Someone needs to be on my side here.
I'm literally already looking up dog costumes. So. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be great.
Right, we'll
discuss Prime,
that.
Baby,
we're
going
to use the Virgin Radio credit card for that one.
Even better. We don't have to pay for it.
999-999.
By the way, things like golf courses, retail services not in shopping malls, and in-person counseling, amongst others, were on the list of things that are reopening.
Awesome.
There's a whole list online as well. Toronto is going to put in 57 kilometers of quiet streets to allow physical distancing while you're out walking. Now, the first quiet streets installed yesterday include the Kensington Market, the Esplanade, an area of Lakeshore Drive and Lake Promenade. And like, there's a bunch of other streets as well. It's the ones where you're like, oh yeah, I would never want to drive down that street anyway.
Hey. You know, this is going to be an unpopular thing, but can I just say it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, can they take time at Kensington Market to give it a good bath?
Just
the street. The street itself.
The street needs a wash.
When you walk on the street in Kensington Market, there is a layer of grease, and that's part of the charm, but at a certain point, I feel like, man, maybe we could roll that back a little bit.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, but you just take care of it. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Lovelock sign in Distillery. They cut those locks off once a year. Maybe it's time to metaphorically cut the locks off the Kensington Market and power wash it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get in there for my vintage clothes. Thank you.
After being considered as a hub city for the National Hockey League, Toronto is apparently in the mix to hold NBA games this summer as well. Now, hub city meaning a bunch of teams would be in the city and they would play NBA games here. The commissioner, Adam Silver, mentioned that Toronto is on the list of hub cities that they're looking at, but the two main places that they're really looking at are Florida and Nevada. So it's not incredibly likely, but it's still being considered, which is cool. And it would be nice considering we're probably losing baseball games because they would have to play their games in America anyway. So who really knows what's going to happen.
Well, and it's a tribute to Toronto that both the NHL and the NBA are saying we could do that. Which is awesome.
Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We're already up to $80 for people who want TJ to dress like a dog.
Well, people are going
to
give me money, I'll do it.
Go into a groomer and try to cut his own
hair. You've been saying for weeks, you're like, I need a haircut so bad. Prove it.
He doesn't. He looks very handsome.
Well, it sounds like people are going to give me money, so that's good. And it's not going to a GoFundMe or anything either. It is going right to me.
Wow.
Right to my bank.
No, you're going to give it to charity.
No, I'm not. It's going right to me.
If you'd like to contribute $20 to TJ attempting to get his haircut at a dog groomer's.
On all four. In a dog costume.
For no charitable purposes, by the way.
It's going to the food bank. But anyway, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you're in a new relationship and you're hanging out a lot and everything's going great and the birds are chirping and the sun shines for just the two of you only.
All the lights are turning green.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everything's going well. And you're doing something you think is normal, and they come up behind you and go, what the hell are you doing? That's sort of a shocker. It's like, whoa, this finally got real.
Everything's going downhill from here.
Now, that happened to TJ the other day.
Yeah.
And we got a text from a 289 in Burlington saying, let me guess, is TJ brushing his teeth in the shower?
No.
This one does
have
to do with hygiene.
There's nothing wrong with that, by the way.
I know. I shave in the shower, and people are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, excuse me.
Get it done. Birds in the stone, you know?
Thank you. Birds in the stone?
Yeah, no, like two birds, one stone. I was just trying to make it cooler.
Getting two birds stone at once.
Cool,
wait,
man.
That's not a thing?
Well done. Listen, TJ does something according to his quarantine girlfriend, Val. I think you would just call her your girlfriend.
You can just call her girlfriend.
It's not what you do, it's where you do it that is weird. So TJ, tell the story.
I trim my fingernails over the toilet. And she walked in and she was like, what are you doing? And I said, trimming my fingernails. And she goes, why are you doing it over the toilet? And I said, so then you can flush the way after. And she thought that was insane.
Wow.
And
I said,
what are you doing?
Rocks, eh?
Anyway, so I moved her out. And she says she does it over the bathroom sink, which I think is weird because they'll get in like little crevices and you won't get them all down the sink.
No, the sink's fine. The toilet's fine. I do mine in the bathtub.
That's weird.
In the bath. Like while I'm actively having a bath.
So you're having a bath and you cut your nails while you're having a bath in the bath water.
Yeah.
And they float around with you.
Yeah, like they're not dirty. People shave their legs in the bathtub. That's not the same thing.
Well, I don't shave my legs, so I don't know that either.
And honey, you should know.
Maybe I should.
It's all like I'm always in the bath, so I may as well. Yeah.
My brother trims his fingernails in his backyard. I just realized all year round he trims his fingernails in the backyard.
Although, you know what? That's probably the best way to dispose of them because you're not wasting water and they are organic material, so they'll eventually just.
Is my brother a genius by accident?
Your brother is the most environmentally friendly of us all. Here's the thing. I always cut my nails after like a shower or a bath.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to cut them, I cut them at night because I always want them to have, I want them to sort of grow back a little bit for the morning. Because you know, you get that weird feeling when your nails are cut.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have that while I'm typing at work. It's weird.
I also like cutting them right after I wet them first before I cut them because it makes them softer.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I take a shower first.
You just put water on your TJ, just get in the bathtub or something.
No, I only lay my nails.
So here's what I want to ask you, because there are a bunch of people backing you up.
Yeah, there are, yeah.
Good. TJ, I stand with you. I clip fingernails over the nails over the toilet, too. I do toenails over the toilet. That's what I do there.
Yeah, me too.
TJ's army is up early.
Always in the toilet. Nope, that is completely normal. Here's our question. You have a very strange hygiene habit. It still gets the job done.
Yeah.
You're still hygienic.
Yeah.
But you do it in a way that makes people go, that's weird. That's not a normal way to do that. Hit us up with what it is. 999-999 to text, or please call us at 416-872-9999. Here's Justin Bieber and Quavo, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Important question. you're hygienic, but you do it in a bit of a weird way that makes people go, really? Mm. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, TJ, his girlfriend Val said, hey, cutting your toes over the toilet there? That's weird.
Cut my toe and fingernails over the toilet, and you just flush it away, friend.
Now,
toenails, I get enough fingernails.
But TJ's brother cuts all of his nails outside, and he might actually be a genius, because that's organic material. It goes back to the earth, fertilizes his lawn, which is already perfect, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's a
straight-up suburban dad.
Yeah, he sure is. All right, TJ, what are the texts saying?
Text from the 905. I pluck my eyebrows in my car using the rear view mirror. I have a sunroof, and you get really good light. Is
that
this a thing?
That is the best trick in the book. Oh, yeah. You get right up there, so you either the pull down mirror or the rear view mirror. Yes.
Now, is that
good
not
for popping pimples,
illegal?
Too? Well, you're not driving.
Oh, you're not driving. Okay. Well,
no, you're not driving tweezing your eyebrows there,
but also, I don't want to find eyebrow all over my, like, you know.
Then get out of my car.
Fine. All right. Fine.
Another text from the 416. My boyfriend claims that he has to shave outside in the winter because his face gets cold and the hairs stand up.
That's interesting. Although, really, he shaves outside in the winter. But how does he wash the razor off? Because unless he's got one of those electric razors.
The only thing I can think is he must bring like a little bowl of water and he just like washes it off out there.
That sounds like too much work.
He sounds like a pioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hot.
Go inside.
His name is Atticus. And he goes outside.
And he's really excited about his journey this summer to find the Northwest Passage.
That's right.
Another text from the 905. My boyfriend stands up to wipe his butt. It weirds me out.
Oh.
That doesn't sound clean. Yeah, clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about that for a second? Because to me, of all the things that you can do, the most important thing, you must take that very seriously, but I think he's doing it wrong. I squat all the way down.
Wait, what?
So I get off the toilet, and I squat all the way down, and I use wet wipes because must make sure that area of your body is clean, and I am aggressively aggressive about that.
Can we go back to talking about eyebrows?
I'm just telling you. And also, by the way, you should probably get one of those. They call them squatty potties, and they lift your legs up when you're going to the bathroom.
Are you a baby?
No, squatty potties are for adults, and the reason you have one is that you're supposed to squat. Yeah. So when you're sitting on a toilet, that's actually the wrong way to go to the bathroom.
Everything lines up perfectly like an eclipse.
Yeah. Get him a day potty. And call it a day. Come on.
Okay. Like you randomly have a bidet at your house.
You can get one that goes like that on the toilet hook seat. On your toilet. Yeah.
It's called Garden House.
Yeah. My friend just bought that toilet. Like the bidet toilet.
Yeah.
And he is. And he like this is a man in his 40s and he said it's my greatest accomplishment. Nothing else. Nothing
else. Get up off the floor and stop. Get up, Adam. Just get up.
Any more texts?
No, that's it.
All right. Keep them coming. 416-872-9999, 999, 999 to text with Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford unveiled what phase one, aka phase fun, of reopening the province is going to look like.
We trademarked that. You can't have it, by the way.
No, if you use it, we are going to sue you.
We're not.
We're not suing anybody.
We're
going
to sue everyone.
No, we're going to show up to your house and stare outside of it.
Yeah.
Oh, show up and give you prizes.
Yeah.
Show up with my lawyer and sue you.
Okay. Anyways.
Anyway, golf courses, marinas, boat clubs, and public boat launches may be open for recreational use, as well as private parks, campgrounds will be able to enable preparation for the season. That's starting tomorrow. Starting on Tuesday, some other businesses will be able to start opening, like retail services that are not in shopping malls that have street front entrances and have measures in place that enable proper physical distancing. Some seasonal businesses, some tennis courts, stuff like that, pet care services, indoor and outdoor household services. They're lifting essential workplace limits on construction and allowing certain health and medical services to resume, such as in-person counseling.
Awesome. You can see your therapist live in person again, I'm actually really excited for. I've been doing Zoom calls with my therapist, and I miss her.
Needed. Yeah. Needed, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Justin Trudeau announces students can apply for CESB starting today at noon.
Woo!
It's the Canadian Student Emergency Benefit. So there's a bunch of stipulations and criteria, but the top one is that you have to be registered with the CRA. Yeah. Luckily, they've laid it out super easy for you, so just go check that out, and you can get some money for yourself through the summer. And it's New Music Friday!
Hey!
Woo!
Starting with one Katy Perry, who released a new song called Daisies. We have a clip.
They told me I was out there, tried to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies.
How do we feel about this so far? Well, wait for it. Wait, the good part's coming.
It's good.
I just want to know why she's yelling at me.
She's not yelling.
Stop yelling at me.
She's passionate. Okay.
Sounds a little bit like yelling.
You guys are rowdy.
Listen, back in the day, I used to listen to some pretty hardcore stuff like The Used and Taking Back Sunday.
Okay, I used to listen to Screamo, and that's not yelling.
Listen, that was hardcore music, and I think Katie just found herself into that subgenre.
There you go.
Okay.
Also, the Jonas Brothers released a new song called X, and we have it for you right now on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The thing that you are already anticipating you're going to miss the most about this summer, because we know it's going to be different. Jax, go.
Going to patios with my friends.
So those will be open, so you'll be allowed to do that. TJ.
Yeah, but not the same.
TJ, what about you?
Traveling.
Really?
Where are you going?
Yeah, man. There's nothing I love more than leaving my apartment and going to exotic places.
You did go to Europe last year. You went to Europe, yeah. So he traveled a little bit. I will miss the Budweiser stage. It is my favorite thing.
Yeah,
it has always been my favorite thing. I love going. And concerts are just probably not going to happen in the same way. And the thing about any concert is that you want to be shoulder to shoulder with people. I don't want to be like, well, we could do it with five people in the row.
No, that's not fun.
I want to be close to people. That's what we do. So Toronto's first social distance concert is actually happening at a drive-thru in August.
Drive-in.
July Talk. You imagine you just drive through. It's like, oh, we're holding it at a McDonald's.
And oh, cool. Well, see you later.
July Talk live at Tim's.
Where are my nuggets?
July Talk, they are a Toronto band.
So good.
Here.
I love them.
They're awesome. Yeah. So it will take place August 12th and 13th. And it will screen music videos and actually have the band playing a 90-minute live set, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, and they're so, like, I'm glad that they're starting with this sort of band, because, like, they're so good live.
Well, and I think that's what's going to separate the good bands from the bands that are studio bands and the artists that are studio artists. Because there are, and we can all agree on this, there are some artists that trying to translate it live, it just doesn't sound good. It took like, and I'm not taking any shots here, it took Taylor Swift years to be great on stage. She's fantastic now, but the big knock against her in the early part of her career is she was very pitchy live.
Yeah. The Weeknd has said himself that he had a hard time doing live shows at first, that he didn't really know how to dance or be on stage. And now if you've seen his live show, like, it's out of control good.
It's awesome. So you'll be able to watch live feeds of these concerts as well, which would be really, really cool. So it's kind of cool that a Toronto band would kick that off in Toronto.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that other bands jump on board with something like that, because we got to have something. And I like the idea, and this is, Jax is going to hate this, what I'm going to say, but I have a pickup truck. And I want to go to a concert and dance in the pickup bed of my pickup truck.
I do. You know what? I am happy that finally there's a reason for you to have a truck. Because you don't have one yet.
Always been a reason.
No,
hey, to carry around. He went to the dump once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I may have to move a couch in the future, so I should get a truck.
And I have a stroller for the baby.
Put it in your car.
I put it in the truck bed.
I'm not doing this.
So 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Now, let's say you don't have insane music talent to pull in the person of your dreams. Like JP Sachs did. If you're online dating and you're on the apps and everything, here's what you should not be doing right now, according to recent surveys. Now, this is based on what people want from dating right now.
Okay.
Number one that you should not be doing, 91% said this, do not ask to break the lockdown rules.
Really?
I am shocked at that.
Wow, that is shocking.
91%.
Do you both have to, like, mutually come to the idea?
Well, I think it's, here's the thing. I think it's asking. I don't think it's doing. So there's a big difference. So let's say Jax and I are out on a date, which we do often.
Yep.
She's way out of my league. But, so Jax and I are way out on a date. If I ask Jax to say, smooch her. I'm going to say smooch because it's gross.
Yeah.
Or hold her hand. It's a little bit weird. But if it happens, then it's not weird. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Asking to break the rules and them just happening to break are kind of different. So if you end the date and you do kind of kiss and, oh, we broke the rules, then it's a little bad.
Yeah.
But it makes you seem desperate if you're asking to break the lockdown rules. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes...
Does that... Am I explaining that properly?
You got to kind of wait until it happens.
The moment.
Or... you could pull a king move, which is what TJ did, which was a, hey, girl, you want to go on a date to my apartment for the next 3 weeks?
The date is a lease signing.
It works. I respect it.
Number two that you should not do, and this is extremely important on Zoom calls and FaceTime and all the things that a lot of people are doing right now, having a messy room. Ooh, having a messy room.
Yeah.
How hard is it to just look behind you and be like, oh, that looks gross. I should probably pick up those clothes.
Like, and the thing is, people aren't looking at more than just your bed, right? No. It's more than just the messy clothes. You ever look at someone's side tables?
Yes. When I do Zoom calls, when we have work Zoom calls, I'm not even looking at the people. I'm looking at their apartments. I want to see.
Yeah,
it's house porn.
Really?
It is. It is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
100%. Okay. You don't think I know that you're cutting vegetables on our Zoom calls, Jax? I know it's everything.
I have to do something.
You know what I look at? How do you treat your bathroom? Because if you're going to treat your bathroom like 100%. That at your house, it's going to be worse at mine.
100%.
Put your stuff away, for goodness sake.
A bathroom is the gateway to the soul.
It sure is. Being late should not be late, even to your Zoom and FaceTime calls.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty obvious one. We'll move on to that. Overusing emojis.
Guilty.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you an emoji guy?
I'm a big emoji boy. Not
seems
with you
to
guys,
because
we're business partners, but...
We're also really good friends.
Yeah. You guys know I use emojis a lot. I like a moon face.
I think they're... No, I think we're talking about... Okay.
Flirting?
Think about the way that people use emojis when they're 65 and they've just discovered emojis. Like, have you ever had a grandparent or even just a parent finally learn how to use emojis and they try to put them, substitute an emoji in for a word in a sentence?
Yeah.
That's when you're like, yeah, come on.
I was talking to this girl a couple months ago who, like, she would just like write something and then would put a bunch of cry laughing emojis after, but it happened like everything she'd say. She's like, yeah, today was good. Cry laugh, cry laugh, cry laugh. And I was like, that's enough.
Yeah.
that is enough.
I already know I cannot date you. That's what we're talking about.
Enough,
So back off on the emojis. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Sorry, me. Hair salons won't be open for a while, according to Premier Doug Ford. He was asked about this at his press conference yesterday about personal services like hair and nail salons, that type of stuff. And he said he's been getting that question a lot lately. He's like, I hear it from everyone. And then he pointed at his own hair and said, look at my hair. I look like a sheepdog right now. I think dog grooming. I should go there. Get a little clip myself. Basically saying that it's not going to happen for a little while. Things like golf courses, retail services, not in shopping malls, and in-person counseling, amongst other things, are on the list of phase one, or phase fun, as we like to call it. So yay. Toronto also announced it's putting in 57 kilometers of what they're calling quiet streets to allow for physical distancing, the idea being they're pedestrian only, and it spreads out a little bit more so you can go out for your little walks without having to worry about people being in your space. Now, these are kind of all over the city, but they include areas like Kensington Market, which makes a lot of sense, the Esplanade, an area Lakeshore Drive and Lake Promenade. Do I always say that wrong?
Promenade. That's
promenade.
That's
how you do it.
Nailed it.
It's
one
pronounced
of those
promenade.
Promenade.
Like lemonade.
Mm,
no,
delicious.
It's not.
Well, it's promenade. Promenade means to walk in hand in hand.
Okay.
You promenade along the belt.
Yeah. Right,
you know what's funny?
I know big words.
Shut up. That's the only thing I know.
TJ, let's get
out of here. Oh, my name's Adam. I know four-syllable words. So, it looks like Major League Baseball, if it comes back, won't be in the city of Toronto, which is a bummer. But it sounds like Toronto is in the mix to hold NBA games this summer. So Toronto is what they would consider to be a hub city, or at least we're trying to be. And the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, mentioned that Toronto is on the list of hub cities that they're looking at, although it doesn't sound very likely. The two main places that they are looking at are Florida and Nevada. So it's not incredibly likely, but it's still rad to be considered. And the idea that we're getting sports back is a positive step in the right direction. And it would be nice to have basketball here since we're losing baseball.
I know. Huh?
Should be noted that we're also being considered to be a hub city for the NHL, which is way more likely, considering, one, the NHL-sized arenas that are all over the GTA alone, and two, it's a pretty big popular place for hockey.
Let's just be honest. Toronto is the center of hockey, period. Yeah. End of story. So
that's what I always say.
Well, I know that you always say that, Jax, but you know the world agrees.
And that's what
go team.
Go team. That's what's trending him, TJ.
That's it for us today. Until tonight.
Yes.
When we will go to prom with you. We're so excited.
Yes,
so here's the deal.
Yes.
Since we're all dates to prom, here's what you need to know. The pre-party is at Jax's house on Zoom. Because everybody's got to have a pre-party in prom, right?
Gotta do it.
So wear your finest. We will send out the link to Zoom. You can join us live on the Zoom link. And we're broadcasting that live on Twitter and Facebook.
I am going to drink so much Vex. Just like high school.
I'm gonna have some black flies.
Everyone's gonna call me Vexmaster Flex.
Be real men and drink cold 45s.
There you go.
Come on.
Or Molson Black Ice. Used to drink that. Yeah. And then prom, powered by No Frills, starts at 8 o'clock with DJ Starting From Scratch. It's going to be live on Twitch. And again, don't worry. We will send out the links to this on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, so you'll be able to find it. And you can watch all night long as you have Canada's best DJ broadcasting live right into your living room, which is pretty amazing.
It'll be an unreal night.
Have a fantastic weekend. It is a long weekend. We hope you get to take advantage of it. Tomorrow is going to be beautiful. Tonight should clear up. Let's have some fun, and we will see you Tuesday morning. And well, and of course, obviously, we're going to be at prom tonight.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.